time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and who tries to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Bob McCauley is on the line from Houston, Texas. Bob, welcome to PT.
It's so good to be talking with you.
Oh, it's good to be talking with you as well. Bob, what's your musical background?
I started singing when I was 4, played instruments in high school and college, got composition degrees from New England Conservatory and Rice University. Now I just sing, write, and compose.
Oh, that's fantastic. So safe to say, music is an integral part of your life.
Yes.
Well, good for you. That's great. Well, a piano puzzler is about to be an integral part of your life. Bruce is going to play this for you, and then we'll see if you can name the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. If you happen to get stuck on either side of that, I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together if need be.
I think, depending on the piece, your help would be welcome.
Okay, well, let's see how this goes, Bob. Here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Wow. That was fun. So,
oh, yeah.
Bob, what do you think?
Okay, I was praying for an easy one, and the gods were kind on me.
Oh, okay.
This old man in the style of Poulenc.
Well, you know, Poulenc is a great guess, but it's a very, very good guess. It could almost be Poulenc. I was thinking of somebody else who is a contemporary of his. Not French,
but Bob
is a great guess, and the tune is correct.
And the tune is correct. This
yes.
Old man is the
okay.
tune. And Bob, you guessed Francis Poulenc, a 20th century French composer who had that sense of fun and playfulness
yes,
in his
and
music.
It's an excellent guess. This is a composer I have to say I picked for a very particular reason this year. But let me play a few moments that are very particularly like this composer.
Okay.
If I slow that down. And
well, I have to say nothing has come to mind, so
that's
at
because
least I got
Poulenc
one
was
dead on, so I'm happy about that. Fred, I do think I need your help.
Boy, this is an interesting one. Early to mid 20th century, not a French composer. I'm hearing some figurations that are making me think of a composer whose operas are well known.
Yes, that's true.
I'm hearing something in the left hand that's making me think of some famous instrumental passages
Britain?
From. Yes, you said
really?
It. Say it again. Yeah. Say it again.
Benjamin Britten.
You are right. Very,
oh.
very good. I have to say this is the first puzzler in 10 years. I have never used Benjamin Britten before, so it's understandable that if you listen to the show, you would not think of Benjamin Britten.
Benjamin
Britten.
Well,
I will say this. Given the fact that most of the Britten I know is orchestral or operatic, mm-hmm. hearing him done on piano
yes, yeah.
is a little disconcerting.
That's well, disconcerting is a particularly good pun also. I was thinking of a number of things. His piano parts for his folk song arrangements.
Oh, which I don't know, but I should.
Things like this. These chords that, the triads that go in different directions. They're going in opposing. And also,
and that very thing reminds me of a one phrase from the C interludes.
Yes, well, the thirds, these chords that are, and also this. He does this not only in the C interludes and in many of the folk song arrangements, but in the opening of Turn of the Screw. I have to say that the general world of Britain, especially when something is light and humorous, is so close to Poulenc that I really did. That's a wonderful guess. I'm very happy about that.
Well, thank you for at least allowing me to venture that out.
Well, Bob, that really well done. I mean, this was a very, very tricky piano puzzler. You named the tune right away, had a great guess at the composer, and finally homed in on the composer. So very well done.
Well, thank you. I did not embarrass myself, so I am grateful.
No, far from it. Bob McCauley calling from Houston, Texas. Thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.